some meetings this week.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
What is what?
Oh, there's some meetings this week.
Committees?
Yeah.
I know, right?
That guy's not
supposed to be gone. No.
I was like, we should just stay on top of it.
Exactly. And then we can get Luis off our back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sooner rather than
yeah.
later. Here, Joshua.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we're good. I've got it.
Call the 94th Senate of the Associated Students to order here in the Reed Allotted Senate Chambers and on Zoom. At 5:31 p.m. Sorry, y'all. Moving on to agenda item 2, compliance with Nevada open meeting law. Was the agenda posted 3-4 working days by 9 a.m., not including the meeting date? Yes, it was. Is the meeting taking place on the day of the week, month, day, year, at the time and location listed on the agenda? Yes, it is. And is the Zoom linking and available to the public? Yes, it is. Moving on to agenda item 3, Pledge of Allegiance and Land Acknowledgement. Please stand for the pledge. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please remain standing for the land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada, Reno is situated on the traditional homelands of the Northern Paiute, Washoe, Western Shoshone, and Southern Paiute peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for indigenous peoples, and we recognize their deep connections to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. You may now be seated. On to agenda item 4, roll call the secretary will call the roll.
Senator Anderson?
Present.
Senator Barris?
Present.
Senator Benavente?
Present.
Senator Kane?
Present.
Senator Castro?
Present.
Senator Espinosa?
Present.
Speaker Pro Tempore Evans?
Present.
Senator Horse?
Absent excused.
Senator Horvath?
Present.
Senator Issa?
Present.
Speaker Issa?
Present.
Senator Johnson?
Present.
Senator Lawson?
Absent excused.
Senator Newbill?
Present.
Senator Potter?
Absent excused.
Senator Price?
Present.
Senator Radke?
Present.
Senator Rivers?
Absent excused.
Senator Saporito?
Present.
Senator Shershaw?
Present.
Parliamentarian Strabala?
Tardy excused.
Senator Shrunk?
Present.
Senator Wilbur?
Present.
Senator Williams?
Present.
Senator Wilson?
Present.
Senator Zuniga?
Present.
A quorum is present.
Thank you. Moving down to agenda item 5, adoption of minutes. I'm seeking a motion to approve agenda item 5 through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Senator Barris. Is there a second?
Aye.
Second by Senator Jamona Wilbur. Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, those minutes have been approved. Moving down to agenda item 6, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Please state your name and position for the record. Up here.
My name is Osvaldo Jimenez. I have the honor of serving as the Director of Hispanic Latino Community Relations for the university here, for the record. I'm here in support and to give public comment for Jorge Benuto to serve as the Director of IDEA for the upcoming semester. I've had the privilege of working with Jorge for the last 3 years, and it's about the same time that I started in my role here on campus. I've seen Jorge grow a student club that wasn't here on campus before. We had no connection to Rocorico dance, which is more traditionally to Mexican culture dance. And as many of you probably already know, we're on the verge of becoming a Hispanic-serving institution here at the university. So seeing Jorge grow those efforts, he has started a club, worked to expand it, worked to include more students into the club, showcase these efforts across the state, across the university. One event of which was they were representing the university at UNR Day at the legislature during last legislative session. So just here in support to give public comment and to showcase some of the amazing efforts that Jorge has done with the Procorico group and really including it into the larger system for the university and then goals through community relations. So thank you, everyone.
Do we have any other public comment at this time? Seeing no further public comments, Moving down to agenda item, eight, reports of ASU and officers, starting with President Moss.
Notice of the Diet Coke was out for the laptop. Priorities, ladies and gentlemen. It's Pepsi. We are a Pepsi school first and foremost. Okay. Good evening, everybody. I hope you're doing well and having getting through finals okay. We're almost to the end of the semester. Keep going. If it wasn't for my secret stash of Diet Pepsi, I don't know if I would have made it to the end of final season. I have a short report today. We have finished hiring all of our directors for the 94th session. You guys have the last two on the agenda today, so very excited for all of them and to see them step into their roles and execute their visions for the 94th and contribute to the work of this session. They will be hiring their departments, so please be patient and please work with them as they present their nominees, whether it's through their assistant directors or through their subsidiary positions on consent agenda. I've also been working on the budget justifications for the new fiscal year's budget. As you can see, it has been posted on the website with the budget and finance meeting this coming Saturday. So I'm looking forward to sitting down with the committee. Me and Vice President Calderon are very excited to sit down with the committee and take a deeper dive into the budget and discuss the priorities reflected in it. This past week too, this was super cool. I got to attend a listening session with Chief Justice Arnes, or Chief Justice Silvera and Speaker Issa. I believe Senator Barris was there, Director Hatch was there, Senator Lawson was there. I'm forgetting anybody, I'm so sorry, but I got to go to a listening session put on by MARCOM to look at their direction they're taking with the branding initiative that they presented to the Senate last session. While I cannot say anything because the details of that meeting are confidential, I am very excited for the direction that they're taking this initiative. So please be on the lookout for that once they start to, you know, be a little more public with that kind of stuff. I also had an introductory meeting with Vice President Speed as well, just to touch base for the year, discuss some key initiatives and talk through some things like representation at retreat, that kind of stuff, and continue strengthening our working relationship moving into the session. Additionally, I was also able to attend the Pizza and Politics event yesterday, which featured Assembly Member Erica Roth. And if you don't know, Erica Roth is the Assembly member that represents the district that encompasses UNR. So it was really cool to have her on campus. There was a really great dialogue between students, faculty, and the Assembly member on things such as housing, the COLAs, cost of living adjustments, that kind of stuff. So very excited to hear all of that stuff and hear her thoughts as we move into the legislative session. If there is another Pizza and Politics event, I encourage you to please go and turn out and meet those elected officials or appointed officials. Not last year, but 2 years ago, we had Cisco Aguilar, the Secretary of State, do an event like this. So please, if you see them or people are sharing them with you, please attend those events. They're super valuable, and it's amazing to see students at those events as well. As we move into final season, I really want to encourage you all to take care of yourselves and take care of your mental health. I know that this time of year can be very stressful and it can be very taxing, especially on us as we uniquely work through final season as the session does not stop for final season. So please take care of yourself. So take time for yourself, relax when you can, support one another. If you can, take a second to stop studying and go to Chili's with your friends, or leave the KC if you've been there for 4 hours and go back to your dorm and lay down. Like, take some time for yourself. The academics will be there after you're done relaxing and taking a second for yourself, I promise. So just make sure to take a second. If you need anything in terms of wellness, contact Director Brown. But with that, I stand for questions.
Does anyone have any questions for President Moss?
Beautiful, thank you.
Get down to Vice President Calderon.
No report at this time.
Looking at Chief Justice Emma Silvera.
Chief Justice Silvera has
no report. Okay, thank you. Moving on to
Mr. Speaker,
if I may.
We've instructed, since it is the dead day event or dead day meeting, that if our directors do not have a report, they do not need to report today, just to keep things snappy. We do have some directors with a report, so if you just want to ask if any director has a report. Sorry, I should have said that in my report.
Do any directors have a report at this time? Director Hatch.
Hello, everybody. Happy Dead Day. Good luck on all your finals. Director Hatch with the record. To start us off with a handful of things that I've been working on and been able to work with other people in the association for. First of all, I attended the Nevada Day at Washoe County last week with President Moss and Senator Radke. That was a really great experience to get to see where the university is headed and be able to advocate for our students in that capacity. I also attended Peace and Politics with Erica Roth yesterday, I think. We're super excited to work with her during the interim and continue our correspondence with her throughout the next couple of months. I also attended that Brandon listening session, which was great, and we're super excited about that. You guys really love everything that they were presenting to us. And I've been able to work with a handful of senators and executive directors to align goals and discuss the upcoming session. For the actual important stuff, I've had many interviews for the upcoming sessions, departments for the upcoming session. You're seeing two of these appointments today, Deborah Zocchi for Projects Director and Scarlett Valdez for Policy Director. Ms. Zocchi is returning to her role as Projects Director and will be incredibly important to our operations this session. Her vision and experience do her credit. And Ms. Valdez was a Senate intern during the 93rd. I trust that she was very well prepared by your internship program and she's ready to move into the position of Policy Director. I'm excited to work with both of these women during the 94th session, and Speaker Issa will be hearing the rest of my appointments probably in the next day or two, so look forward to that. Thanks.
Does anyone have any questions for Director Hatch? Thank you. Director Munoz?
Good afternoon, everyone. Director Munoz for the record. I don't have much to report for today, but I'm excited to have both my assistant director nominees presenting to you. Jaden Nataviano and then Rena Arneson are here today, and they have my full confidence in which they will excel in for the positions that they have applied. They each bring strong skills and dedication to the team, and they have my full support in moving forward in the 94th. But that is all. Thank you, everyone. And as always, please don't hesitate to reach out to me, and good luck on finals.
Does anyone have any questions? Thank you. Do you have any other senator reports at this time? Director Cook?
Hello, everyone. Director Cook for the record. I hope you all are trying to de-stress a little bit. I know finals are coming up, but going outside is a great way to do that. So if you have time, I really do encourage you to spend a little bit of time outside in the sun. But going to my report, I've been in the process for hiring for my assistant director, so my report will, my recommendation will be in for next Senate meeting. Additionally, this Friday, we have an event called Trees for Degrees. It will be planting a tree celebrating the graduating class of 2026. It'll be from 12 to 1 p.m. at the Manzanita Bowl by Manzanita Lake, and we would love to see you there. This event is open to everyone, not just the graduating seniors, so please spread the word with your constituents. The marketing material is on the Instagram, so if you could repost that would be amazing. And then free sandwiches are also available. So, thank you.
Does anyone have any questions? Do we have any other reports at this time? Before we move on to myself, I just want to say, if you're doing homework at this time, please refrain from doing that. And also, if you are a senator who's watching a sports show at this time, I know who you are, so don't do that during our meeting. Thank you. Moving down to my report. So tonight we have a piece of legislation on the table that will suspend portions of the Senate rules as we transition into summer break. This is a customary practice for the Senate and provides flexibility with regard to our meeting schedules and outreach deadlines during the summer vacation. And although we are entering summer break, the Senate will continue to meet on a weekly basis until all nominees to the President's cabinet as well as their subsidiary positions will be confirmed. And this is just being done so that way the executive branch is fully staffed in a timely manner ahead of the ASUN retreat in June. I also want to remind the Senate that outreach is due tonight, but I still see that several senators have not yet submitted their outreach through the outreach form. We have experienced some issues in the past with technical difficulties related to the outreach form. So if you did complete your outreach and believe it simply did not update, then please let me know as soon as possible so we can address that issue. And lastly, I have now completed most of my one-on-ones with most of the senators. If you're one of the few who have not yet scheduled a meeting with me, please do so at your earliest convenience. These meetings have been extremely productive so far, and I appreciate everyone who has taken the opportunity to meet with me. Does anyone have any questions for me at this time? Senator Price?
Just a question about that outreach form. Like, once you put it in, like, the spreadsheet, it's done, right? Like, you don't have to, like, actually submit it to anything. It's just finished.
Once you put it into the outreach form, I'd wait for just a few seconds. That way it, like, updates, but you don't have to, like, press a save button or anything. It should automatically update. Do you have any other questions for me at this time? Seeing none. We'll be moving down to agenda item 14, consent agenda. I am seeking a motion to approve agenda items 14A through C through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Senator Barris. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Schurschel. Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, those nominees have been confirmed.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
Moving back up to agenda item 7, receipts of petitions and correspondence to the Senate. I'm seeking a motion to approve agenda items A through H through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Senator Barris. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Beneventi. Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, those receipts have been confirmed. Moving down to agenda item 11, motions to fast track appointments. I'm seeking a motion to approve agenda items 11A through E through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Senator Barris. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Kane. Is there any dissent? No. Seeing no dissent, those nominees have been fast tracked. Right. Moving down to agenda item 12, approval of appointments of senators and ASUN officials. We'll begin with the Director of Clubs and Organizations.
I only have two more memos to read out, guys. Yay! We made it to the end. Okay. I have them all in one doc.
You should send it to me. When you're done. Thank you.
Okay. We are excited to nominate Sienna Nepa for the role of Director of Clubs and Organizations tonight. Sienna has worked in the Department of Clubs and Organizations in many roles over the last couple of years. First as an intern during the 92nd session and now as a club commissioner for Fraternity and Sorority Life. Sienna is a driven and outgoing student leader that will help make make club procedures easier to understand and more accessible to every student on our campus. She has a clear vision of where she wants to take the department in the 94th session. Her experience will make her an exceptional director of clubs and organizations. Thank you.
5 minutes to present, followed by 5 minutes of questioning and unlimited debate. You may begin whenever you wish.
Okay, perfect. So hi everyone, my name is Sienna Arpa, and today I'll be just presenting to you guys my goals and initiatives if I were to be appointed director of closing organizations. So really quick, just so you guys know who I am and why I want to work in this role. I'm currently a rising junior, and like Dylan said, I was an intern my freshman year and loved the department so much I came back for the third session, and I currently serve as the fraternity and sorority led commissioner. I also, outside of ASUN, I'm the VP of Panhellenic for Delta Gamma, and I also just recently joined the Business Student Council. So I kind of dabble in it all. I love being involved on campus, which is why I want to be a part of this role. I think clubs are really the foundation of our campus culture. And so by strengthening connections, improving accessibility, and helping organizations thrive, I really think that we can help the backbone of our campus clubs and organizations be in the forefront and really help morph the undergraduate experience. So here I have my three main visions for the role. I'll start with number one, increasing collaboration across the coalitions. A big thing is that our clubs are really involved and passionate about themselves, but I think crossing coalitions and helping clubs venture out to other events and supporting every club on campus is a really good initiative that will only strengthen the culture within the clubs. So I want to do this by having a campus-wide events calendar that we're going to
put on the
website. Club leaders can input their upcoming events, whether it's a recruitment event, a tabling event, some people are involved, whatever it is. This will go through a form, I will input it onto the calendar, and then everyone can send it to their clubs and hopefully support one another throughout the year. The second one is going to be to simplify and increase accessibility of club funding resources. So as a general member, the club funding manual is extremely daunting. There's a lot of jargon and a lot of language that can be really scary for general members or just club leaders looking to submit funding requests. So my goal is to really simplify this process, create a concise handbook with visuals, bulleted points, et cetera, whatever it is that I can do to make the funding process a lot easier and accessible. I would hope to get this out by end of August, early September, and really start the year off right so every club leader feels like they are prepared to submit funding requests and get the funding that they need. And then my last one is a club success initiative. I really think the department has done a great job of doing outreach regarding funding, but as a department of clubs and organizations, we also should be an entire support system regarding hosting on-campus events, updating constitutions, et cetera. So that would be that comprehensive resource hub. I want to implement something that club leaders can look back on when they are stuck on ideas or they're kind of struggling with election season, whatever it might be, just something that can keep their club rolling and successful throughout the entire school year, not just when it comes to funding clubs. So here's my implementation timeline. Currently, we are in May and June, my transition and assessment. I want to meet with the old and obviously hire the new leadership, see where the current system stands, what we can do, kind of start tackling things with Maddie Wilson about what areas can improve, and then gather club feedback as well from advisors, et cetera. And then we move into phase two. This is where I'll start really actually building those initiatives, talking to club leaders, et cetera. And obviously start planning this fall club fair. Phase three, implementation, August through October, we're gonna be launching the actual events calendar. That will be where we start to roll out our resource hub, see where clubs actually, what resources they want to see, whether it's the constitution, PERS, whether it's philanthropic ideas, whatever it might be. Phase four, engagement and optimization. We're gonna be collecting the feedback, seeing if those initiatives that we are implementing are actually working. We're gonna be super open-minded. We know it's a lot to roll out, so making sure that we're taking the feedback from the club leaders that these initiatives are for is gonna be super crucial. And then phase five, evaluation and transition. Obviously that's a year from now, but I think it's super important to train and help shadow the incoming department after me. So I would really like to focus on shadowing those in my department who show interest in the position so that the transitions are actually easier when it comes time for the 94th session to end. So obviously we went over a lot, but I have four main things that I want to let you guys know that we are going to be measuring success. We are just gonna be implementing these and hoping they work well. We want to track engagement. So this is really gonna be relying on tracking involvement, that pack life code, seeing if we can get those kind of codes enabled to scan into club events so we can track the numbers. Communication obviously is a big one, improving the awareness of resources. Having my commissioners forefronting communication always, maybe in a weekly report to their coalitions of here's the funding guide, et cetera, et cetera. Obviously resource effectiveness, making sure that they know that the resources are available, and then continuous improvement. We never want to plateau. We always want to make sure the department is going in the right direction. So being open to feedback like I mentioned earlier. And then that's it. Thank you.
Do we have any questions for the nominee at this time? Senator Schirschel?
I have a couple questions, but I'll start with one in case some other people have some for you. So I was just wondering, because I was obviously an intern for Club Snort last session, and I felt like I never got to make terms of a connection with the director, so I was wondering how you plan on being involved with the internship.
Yeah, absolutely. So I remember my freshman year, Director Sparks was super involved with us because she would often stop by meetings, even just like for a quick second, just to say hi and be there for the Rosebud Thorn, which obviously I'm sure you know about. So I plan to be super involved with the interns. I've always loved mentoring younger groups. I was really involved in high school and student council, and that was always one of my favorite parts, was mentoring the group to come after me. So I plan to attend a couple intern meetings throughout the each fall and spring semester.
Do we have any other questions at this time? Senator Churchill?
I guess it's just me. So also I helped participate in IT last session, and I personally felt like there were some issues with that, but I was wondering what changes you plan to make.
Yeah, absolutely. So I also think that I need is something that a lot of people don't look forward to. It's a Saturday, they have to take up hours out of the day, no one really wants to do it, and I think part of that is because some of the information kind of becomes redundant. It's the same template of workshops every year. So I want to really expand on that. If any of you have ever been to any conferences, a lot of the workshops that you go to are meant to be engaging. There's games involved, there's goodies given out, whatever it might be. So I think changing the workshops instead of being how to fill out a funding request, because they won't need that because they'll have the club funding guide, changing the workshops to be something that they can actually retain and bring back to their clubs, like ideas for a tabling event, or how to make a social media post, different workshops that can actually be tangible that they can bring back to their club leaders, and they'll actually enjoy iLead and want to come back years after.
Do we have any other questions at this time, Senator Horvath?
Hi. So, just one question. Sierra Vista.
Yes.
Yep.
You know Mr. Gibson, I know. There we go.
Any other questions at this time? Senator Schirschel.
You talked about training commissioners over the summer, and I wanted to know the actual steps you're planning on taking to train.
Yeah, so I think as a commissioner this last year, being an intern obviously helped, but not every commissioner that will be hired is going to be a commissioner. So having training be more than just once is going to be super crucial. You have to reinforce the information, because if you weren't an intern, you don't really know about the process off the top of your head, you're going to have to continuously practice. So having multiple training sessions over summer is definitely my first initiative, but also making them do hands-on practice funding requests with a ton of issues, pretending like they have to email clubs back within a timely manner, really kind of making a whole simulation of what a typical week as a commissioner would be my first goal, to really make sure that they are immersed in what a commissioner does and how to do it successfully. Sorry.
Do you have any other questions at this time? All right, thank you very much. It's been customary for the body to consider the character, professional competence, physical or mental health, or other matters responded under NRS 241-033. Under NRS 241-031, the election may not be closed when the body has concluded its deliberations and may approve the nominee, reject the nominee, or take no action. Do we have any points of debate at this time? Senator Churchill.
Hi, guys. Senator Churchill for the record. I'm pretty sure you're just going to be making a comment. But over the past session as an intern within Club Snort, I've seen a lot of struggle, and there's a lot of changes that need to be made. I think Sienna absolutely can make these changes. I don't necessarily agree personally with the way that she wants to take iLead. I think that she should be treating iLead very similarly to how she's planning on training for commissioners, because even though they have iLead, a lot of them will leave halfway through and not stay the whole time and not get the full training. And then over the year, the commissioners are seeing issues with their funding. So I don't know if I love doing less training on the funding, but I think it is really important that she tries to talk about the interns, because that was a big issue I saw last session that I maybe talked to my director like once. So I think she's going to be fine. I think there's some things that I have a little bit of concern about, but nothing jarring.
Do you have any other points of debate at this time, Senator Horvath and Senator Johnson?
So me and Sienna went to high school together. I never knew her at all.
Senator Johnson.
Senator Johnson, for the record, can I ask a question to Senator Shrishman?
You may.
Okay. I don't really know. Can you give me a little bit more transparency on what, like, iLead is? Like, it's a training program for folks on the board?
Yeah, Senator
Shrishman,
for the record, iLead is a day-long conference. It used to be longer in the 92nd. They shortened it in the 93rd. But what they do is they bring in the president from every club, including fraternity and sororities, and they come in and they get trained on funding and making requests for like rooms and stuff like that.
Senator Price.
Senator Price, for the record, I really enjoyed her presentation. I actually had the pleasure of working with Sienna while we were both seniors in high school, student body presidents of our respective high schools. I think when it came to like the iLead conference, what she might be referencing is more of like the way that the student council conferences are run, in the sense where like the workshops aren't just purely informational, rather like there's more like activities, and like she kind of mentioned like prizes, just that people are more engaged and actually are able to retain the information rather than just being told what to do. It's more of like a hands-on approach. I know I've been to a number of conferences, and I've seen Sienna's ability to be able to plan something like that as well, which is why I think that that actually might be the best way for iLead to go. So,
Senator Barris and Senator Castro.
I'm going to piggyback off of what Senator Price said. I agree with her approach with iLead. I've personally attended iLead a couple times because I've been a club president for the last year. I found the iLead conference rather boring, only because I knew how to submit club funding requests. I knew what hazing was. I knew all this different stuff, and then I was getting regurgitated this information back to me, so it was kind of boring. And I kind of like the approach that she had with more prizes, more interactive stuff, more different kind of way of having this information be sent to our club leaders, because I do agree that it's important that this information is being sent out, but I don't necessarily agree it should be redundant every single year, so I'm glad that she wants to switch it up.
Senator Castro.
Senator Castro, for the record. Someone who I think this model of which Sienna is probably going for is something that's mirrored by, say, NEAC. Anyone who's been to NEAC, which is a Nevada association, yeah, state councils, yes. I think this model for workshops is actually really well planned, and I understand that it can be like scary just to quell your worries. If someone has experienced them, I think that they would be well suited for helping and informing people in clubs now here. That's all I say.
Senator Churchill.
Senator Churchill, for the record, I want to clarify. As an education major, I'm all for the hands-on part of it. I just am concerned about cutting back on the funding training with how many issues we have with funding, if that makes sense.
Are there any other points of discussion at this time? Seeing no further points of discussion, we're now moving on to a vote. All those in favor of the nominee, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions, oy. Here in the chamber, the ayes have it, and that nominee is confirmed.
Associated students.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office on which I'm about to enter.
The duties of the office in which I'm about to enter.
Congratulations.
Moving down to agenda item 12B, Director of IDEA.
Okay. I'm gonna stand for this one. We are happy to be nominating Jorge Benuto for the role of Director of IDEA. Jorge is a passionate student leader that is deeply connected to our campus and the communities that call it home. His experience both in and out of the association will help him bring a new perspective to the department and how it makes an impact on our campus. He is excited and ready to start representing every student here on the university. We are excited for him to be the next director of the Department of IDEA. Thank you.
Hi everybody. Some of you guys may know me, some of you guys may not. My name is Quentin Vincent. A little bit about myself. I'm a junior studying psychology with a minor in history here at the University of Nevada-Reno. I am the president and co-founder of Valle Foco Inclusive Manifesta, like Osvaldo Pinares mentioned. We're the first and only Valle Foco program here on campus. I'm also a member of the Latino Psych Association and involved with the Multicultural Reed Council. I love nature and dancing. Here are some of my experiences. So I was actually in your guys' seat a couple months ago. I was a senator for the College of Science for only about 2 months, but during those 2 months, I was able to pass 3 impactful pieces of legislation. One of those pieces was a piece against hate speech at the university, a call to action for the university to have some disciplinary action for those students that were engaging in hate speech and uphold the student's code of conduct. I did a lot of outreach concerning advocacy, and I think that's what I want to bring into this session, is definitely more of that advocacy aspect for the Department of IDEA. And then also I've learned a lot about making partnerships and connections with different departments that I had never connected with previously. I also did research for the Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion here at the University of Nevada-Reno under Dr. Duckworth. So what I did is I surveyed the census for her presentations to provide visual representations of data of the populations that Nevada serves. And I did another project that was kind of going into the reserve days for different cultures, which I think is going to help me understand kind of the events that need to take place for the Department of IDEA, because that's a big part of what IDEA does. And I also did mental health outreach for St. Peter's Canisius Church, so providing mental health access to underrepresented groups. And then, like I mentioned, I'm the president and co-founder of Valle Foco Inclusive de Plata. I work a lot of my budgeting, fundraising, community, university partners, event planning, and then my leadership and time management with my e-board. So that's pretty fun. I just wanted to briefly touch on the mission of IDEA. So this is the direct mission from the SAS. I'm going to paraphrase. So the mission of IDEA is to kind of create and maintain these spaces for students that come from all kinds of diverse backgrounds, plan and program events that for the students that come from these diverse backgrounds, make sure they're being represented, track that university, local and state and federal policy to ensure that underrepresented communities are being represented fairly on our campus, encourage activism, which is a big thing that I want to carry into the 94 session, is kind of that advocacy aspect of IDEA, and then to create a more positive campus culture, and then other matters properly relating thereto. So I wanted to take kind of a look at the students we serve. I'm a big data person, and a shout out to a former director from the 92nd session, Anna Marie Oshipeke. I've been in contact with her, just kind of getting scheduled and then just things like that. But one thing I really liked when looking back at her presentation was that she represented our campus through data, and I think it's important to understand the students we serve. So as you can see, we're 54.4% white, 24.9% Latina. Two or more ethnicities represents 8.8% of our campus. African American is 3.9%. Asian is 8.7%. There's an unknown 2.2%. And then Native American and Alaska Native represents 0.7%. And then 0.5% Pacific Islander. And then we are 45.3% male, 54.7% female. There's no data on the LGBTQ plus population that our campus serves, but there's roughly 150,000 people who identify as LGBTQ plus in Nevada, which makes up roughly 6% of our state population. 33% of our students are first generation, 27% of those students are past eligible. So I have a little bit of a timeline for what I want to see going forward. So May through August is kind of starting. I want to appoint ADA commissioners, draft budget for specific events, form department culture, and train our commissioners, and then I also want to set goals and expectations. I also want to allocate funds towards events from September to December. That would be our first kind of semester in of the session. And then I want to advertise for events, get department meetings started, reflections on the first semester at the end. I'll establish partnerships with community organizations from January through March of next year. And then the Nevada State Lobbies are a big thing that's important to me because of that, because he's part of DEI, or sorry, of the IDEA department. And then April and May, we're gonna leave behind new ideas from the incoming department, work with public relations on the recap video, which is important. We lost that in the next third session. And then a reflection on the night before. I am out of time, but I also have a budget.
Does anyone have any questions for the nominee at this time from Attorney Strabala and Senator Barrett?
Hey, Parliamentarian
Strabala
for the record, what's the budget look like?
Thank you, Parliamentarian Strabala. I looked at previous budgets through the box, and I think this is what I think is fair for the 94 session, but based on those past budgets, we have a proposed $25,000. So I want 63.2% of that to go towards IDEA events, so these events hosted by the Department of IDEA. I want a 21% of that budget to go towards events hosted in collaborations with both the university and community partners. So one thing I'm big on is I've been a member of a Latino club for 3 years now, and I've been trying to plan a bi-lit for the Latino students. It's something I've heard that they want to see. And I think we can do that in collaboration with Vamos PAC and Osvaldo Jimenez. And then we're going to allocate 7.8%, which is about $2,000 towards miscellaneous in case we go over budget for extra items or need to replace anything. And then another 7.8% for promotional materials for our events.
Senator Barris and Senator Zuniga.
Thank you so much for your presentation. My only question is, your department is small but mighty. How are you going to ensure all officers feel supported while planning a mass scale of events?
I appreciate your question. I think throughout my leadership role from Focal, I think my biggest thing is learning how to understand how it feels to be a leader and be in a new role. And I think understanding that firsthand and being able to meet with the people that you're working with and making sure that they're not burnt out and too much isn't falling on their plate and doing anything you can to help them is really important to make sure that people see the world and not burn out, because I want to have a really good productive session.
Thank you.
Senator Zuniga?
Senator Zuniga, for the record, thank you for your presentation. Could you just go back to the budget slide real quick? I just have one question. Just have one question. Do you have any plans for specific IDEA events?
So I appreciate your question. I've been looking through a lot of documents on events that happened not only in the 93rd but also in the 92nd session. It's kind of a big, I don't want to say mess, but it's hard to see what events took place versus what events didn't and allocating money towards those events. So I think that kind of more specific event focus budget will come when I have access to all the documents in the box, because I've been kind of working with what I can get for this presentation. But if you guys would like to see that, I'd be happy to send that out to all you guys and want to go with that. Because I understand transparency is important.
Thank you.
Senator Schurschel and Senator Price.
Thank you so much for your presentation. It's nice to actually get to see it this time. I was just curious how you're planning on working with our committee on IDEA and your goals for.
Thank you for your question. I think one of my biggest things I talk about and what I talk a lot about with Dylan is making sure that our advocacy side is focused and going to those lobbies with the legislative, within Nevada State. And I think getting my commissioners and my interns also involved with Senate and saying, hey, you know, a part of our department is focused towards advocacy. And I think a lot of where I was able to focus my energy with advocacy was through Senate. And kind of being able to pass those pieces of legislation, talk to those leaders on campus, and be able to understand these are the needs of the diverse population that we serve. This is how we can do that.
Senator Price?
Senator Price, for the record, thank you for your presentation. As the only Black member of this Senate table, I did just feel the need to bring this up, just in light of recent events with hate speech, like you mentioned before, and then also Black students as of recent feeling underrepresented in general. Where do you think the Department of IDEA plays a role in that, and how do you think that we can make our Black students, and I guess all students of different identities, feel more seen on our campus?
Thank you so much for your question. I think with stuff like that, it's important to get that representation. So I think having more people at the table that represent kind of the diverse population on our campus, whether it be through public comment, whether it be through these positions under the press cap or whatever position to that because, to be honest, it hasn't. But at least they feel like that student support there, and we're doing as much as we can to make sure that Alex are things that's making all of our students feel supported.
All right, thank you.
Sarah Horvath.
Rather than meet with us, though, Senator Pumicho took the time to talk with me individually after our meetings to hear about current events going on in the committee, and he was also heavily involved with our list of different liaisons considering his own piece of legislation. But no, he did not formally sit on the committee.
Does that answer your question?
Yes.
We're out of time. If anyone has any more questions to ask the nominee, then someone can make a motion to extend that question period. Thank you very much. It's been customary for the body to consider the character, professional competence, physical or mental health, or other matters principle under NS 241-033. Under NS 241-031, the election may not be closed when the body has concluded its deliberations and may approve the nominee, reject the nominee, or take no action. Do we have any points of debate at this time? Senator Churchill.
Senator Churchill, for the record. I honestly have never been happier in my life to lose to someone like I did last session for the science seat. He handles himself with such grace and confidence, and when he began the election, he still reached out to me and like talked to me about my ideas and made sure that I was heard, and also made sure there was no animosity, which there never was. I love him so much. But on the topic of his like work, he is so incredibly responsive. And I think that's a really big thing for IDEA, to be able to see the culture on your campus, see the events that are taking place, and also know what your campus needs and know how to like provide for them is really important. And to me, he's just incredibly qualified for this director position. I'm really excited to see what he does with the Department of IDEA for this next session.
Sarah Castro.
I had the pleasure of working with him here a lot, regardless of the fact that he was on my committee for me and IDEA last session. And I have to again say that as someone who plays a lot of music cues, I see often reflected in his eyes that same care. And I couldn't recommend him for this position any more than I am now. So, yes.
Any other points of debate at this time? Seeing none, we should now move on to a vote. All those in favor of the nominee, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions, void? Here in the chamber, the ayes have it, and that nominee has been confirmed. To agenda item 12C, Assistant Director for Marketing and Interns. I'll get that.
We can see who updates and when is
right now.
Right.
I wonder if that's why there's too many people on it.
That's possible. I don't know that.
Because, like, we know how great these systems are, right?
Present, followed by 5 minutes of questioning and then unlimited debate. You may begin whenever you wish.
Hi, everyone. Glad to be here tonight.
First, a little bit about myself. I'm currently a sophomore. I'm double majoring in chemistry and criminal justice. After graduation, I like to pursue further education and then work hopefully in medical field. I'm part of the university's pre-med chapter of Pi Delta Epsilon. With the ASU went in the 92nd session, I was an intern to the assistant director of IZEA. Got to learn a lot about the internship, how she ran it, and how to effectively mentor interns. In the 93rd session, I was the commissioner of marketing and outreach for the Department of IZEA. I worked a lot with INCLOT, the Department of Campus and Public Relations, community partners, and campus partners to effectively do outreach, engage in collaboration, making sure our events are well marketed, reach our students, and all students are aware of the services and the events that we provide, we offer. Personally, a hobby of mine is cooking. I like to find recipes online and try it out. Some of my goals for the marketing aspect is to work with INCLOT. I want to meet regularly with Gabby Turner, with account coordinators, make sure that everything is well organized, that our goals, our ideas are well aligned. There's no miscommunications, no errors, and that if there are any, I am being proactive in reaching out, talking to them, working them through, making sure everything is right. I want to stay ahead of their schedule, so I want to meet with them early on, see how their calendar, their internal workings, what's looking like for this next session, making sure that I am ahead of that, so if they want maybe like a month before the event to receive marketing from me, I have a week ahead of that so that they have time and there's no excuse for marketing that we don't have time. And for internal collaboration, I want to work with the Department of Campus and Public Relations and within my own department to make sure that everyone likes the marketing, that's good marketing, it's effective, it's strategic, that we're effectively reaching our students, making sure they're aware of our events, attending our events, knowing about our services. I want to workshop strategies, see what is effective, what's not, see what's like Instagram Reels, for example, are effective, kind of lobby on those, make sure they're being done effectively, strategically. If something is not as effective, maybe go back on that, replace it with something else. For the internship program, I want to focus on engagement with interns. When selecting interns, I want to make sure that they're aware of the responsibility and the level of engagement required for the internship. So when making final selections, I can choose the interns that are going to be engaging and actively working with our officers, as well as the interns who are going to receive the most from the internship. I also want to connect with them individually and learn what they want out of the internship, making sure that if there's anything that maybe I didn't initially provide, they can find it with me, talk to me, make sure I act on it. And then I also want to focus on officer accountability. I want to make sure that officers are effectively training these interns, making sure that they all receive kind of an equal level of engagement. I don't want an intern to be held back by an officer that's not engaged. So if I have a conversation with them, maybe switch things up, talk to them, figure out how to make things work. I want to make sure every intern has a fun experience and an effective experience. That's all for me. Any questions?
Senator Barris?
Thank you so much for your presentation. The only question I have for you is, what does the program internship look like for you, and how are you going to foster diversity within the program, ensuring students from all different backgrounds apply for the internship?
Yeah, I want to work with Chief of Staff Atkinson to effectively market the internship, making sure it's reaching everyone. Obviously, programming selects interns earlier on than other departments, so I want to make sure that every student has an opportunity to reach the internship and engage in it. I want to work to make sure that we select interns of all backgrounds, obviously. I want to not just like make a sole decision, I want to collaborate with my department, take notes, making sure that everyone is a part of the decision on the interns we select. And then for the internship itself, I want to train them, obviously, within the event program department, how to plan the event, how to market with them, and how to be strategic about it. As well as the inner workings of the ASU and the services we provide, making sure that by the end of the internship program, they've received valuable experience and that they can be prepared for any position.
Are there any other questions for the nominee at this time? All right, thank you very much. very much. It's been customary for the body to consider the character, professional competence, physical or mental health, or other matters principle under NRS 241-033. Under NRS 241-031, the election may not be closed when the body concludes deliberations. You may approve the nominee, reject the nominee, or take no action. Do you have any points of debate at this time? All right. Seeing no points of debate at this time, we'll now be moving on to a vote. All those in favor of the nominee, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions, oy. Here in the chamber, the ayes have it, and that nominee has been confirmed. Director of Budget and Assessment. 5 minutes to present, followed by 5 minutes of questioning and an unlimited debate. You can begin whenever you wish.
Hi everyone. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Rena Artisan. I've been nominated for the Assistant Director of Budget Assessment for Benefit. So a little bit about me. I'm a junior double majoring in accounting and finance with a math minor. My goals after graduation are to get my CPA license and then also attend law school to be a tax attorney. I currently serve as the president of Beta Alpha Psi, which is the Accounting Honor Society here on campus, and I was newly elected to be the Vice President of Blue Key Honor Society. So thank you to all the Blue Key people. I'm also an incoming audit intern at IBailey, which is a public accounting firm, and things that I do outside of school, I like to bake, shop, and study taxes. Okay, a little bit about my experience. I came into ASUM in the fall of 2023 as a judicial intern. I served in that role for about 6 months before I was hired on to be an associate justice. I spent 3 months in that role before I was hired to be chief justice, and that's the role I've been serving for the last 2 years. In that role, I have managed and overseen the Judicial Council budget, which is a very tiny budget, but I was still responsible for overseeing it and doing all the paperwork for our expenditures. I've also attended and prepared for all budget and finance reviews from the Senate Committee on Budget and Finance. I've also assisted with the planning and organization of the annual law school fair in collaboration with the pre-law advising office here on campus. Every year, we have about 50 to 60 law schools come here, and we have about 250 students in attendance, so I've always helped with logistics and data operations. I've also assisted with the execution of all of our pre-law panels here on campus. Okay, so my goals. So first one, I want to establish proactive financial standards. I know the biggest thing on this campus is to make sure that all of our purchases are tax exempt, so I want to ensure that all of our programmers understand that and are following those rules. I also want to make sure that we're utilizing the allocated budget. When it comes to events, I want the students to know that they're using their money wisely and that they're getting the most out of the money that they give us. That being said, I also want to practice strict fiscal responsibility. I think it's important not to overspend, because obviously if we overspend, we have no more money. So I want to try and avoid that. I also want to make sure that we have a detailed record of all our receipts and invoices, just to make sure that we have that stuff on file in case there's issues with accounting and we need to attempt a reconciliation. My biggest goal, should I be confirmed tonight, is to make sure that we have the budget plan for retreat. Obviously not dependent on the ASUM budget being passed here in Senate, but once that's done, I would like to establish our internal budgets for programming so that programmers can get started on our goals. I also want to make sure that creating an organized spreadsheet and having those budgets that are easy to understand by other programmers. In terms of assessments, I want to make sure that I'm preparing those surveys about a week in advance so I can work with the programmers organizing their events to make sure that I'm getting feedback, if they want to add or take away any questions that might appear in that survey. I should have that open-ended communication. And then I would like to synthesize the results of all of those feedback forms into a comprehensive report for any programmer that might need it, as well as present that report at a subsequent programming meeting as soon as that event ends. And then I'd like to utilize Lounge. I know we're moving away from PacLife, and I know former director, former assistant director Green Gal used PacLife to do all of her assessment feedback. So if Lounge has a similar feature, I'd like to do that. But if not, I know that Senator Barris did use Microsoft Forms, so I'd be happy to explore that route as well to create some accessible surveys. Thank you.
Are there any questions for the nominee at this time, Senator Barris and Senator Price?
Senator Barris, for record, thank you so much for your presentation. The only question I have for you is when planning events, how are you going to ensure fiscal responsibility within your department?
I think one of the big things that I'm going to try to do is to go shopping with all of our programmers just to make sure that they're not going over the budget. If they are going over the budget, then I would like to request them to go over the budget.
Senator Price, for the record, thank you for your presentation. I was wondering how you're going to go about like allocating budgets for different events. I know last year, just for example, like a farmer's market event, it was supposed to last 2 hours and it lasted 30 minutes because we didn't have enough money towards that event. Whereas, like, I know that I've even planned events before where I'm like, well, like, what am I going to do with this extra 500? I guess, yeah, how do you go about like balancing those?
Do you have any other questions for the nominee at this time? All right, thank you. It's been customary for the body to consider the character, professional competence, physical, mental health, or other matters of principal under NRS 231-033. Under NRS 231-031, the election may not be closed when the body concludes deliberations and may approve the nominee, reject the nominee, or take no action. Do we have any points of debate at this time? Senator Barris and Parliamentarian Shabala.
Senator Barris, for record, I served as Assistant Director of Budget and Assessment in the beginning of the 92nd session, and what I could say from this presentation is, wow, I think that she's well fit for the position. I think that she has a lot of great goals and has a comprehensive understanding of what the position entails. So I'm very excited to see what she does in the 94th Senate session, or session, and yeah, I will be voting yes.
Parliamentarian Shabala.
Parliamentarian Shabala, for record. Hi, guys. For those who didn't know, I was a judicial intern this past year. Rena was the Chief Justice, and so she was interning me, and she's just an incredible person, and she actually really does love doing taxes, which is kind of crazy. She's just an incredible person. She obviously has a very comprehensive idea of the position, therefore I will be voting yes.
Senator Williams.
Senator Williams, for the record, I wanted to say that I agree with everything that Senator Barris said and Parliamentarian Shabala said, but I also wanted to add that I served as a judicial intern, in the 92nd session. And Rena also just puts passion and care into everything she does and makes sure that the quality is like almost perfect. So, yeah.
Do you have any other points of discussion at this time? Seeing no more points of discussion, we shall move on to a vote. All those in favor of the nominee, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions, oy. Here in the chamber, the ayes have it, and that nominee has been confirmed.
Congratulations.
down to agenda item 12E, Associate Justice.
Senior Associate Justice Heffernan, for the record, I have a message from Chief Justice Silvera about Andre. It is with great pride that I introduce Andre as an appointee for the Associate Justice on the Judicial Council. She's an exceptionally impressive judicial intern. In fact, she earned the well-deserved title of Judicial Intern of the Year. This recognition highlights her outstanding dedication and intellectual rigor. Throughout the internship, she consistently demonstrated this commitment to excellence. In our deliberations, she distinguishes herself by posing deeply insightful questions that elevate the discourse for the entire council. Rather than evaluating matters in isolation, Andre thoughtfully weighs the broader ramifications of her choices. She remains acutely aware of the precedents our rulings establish and ensures that her actions and our actions today support the long-term stability and integrity of the association and the institution. This forward-thinking perspective is an invaluable asset to our work. Andre has developed an in-depth understanding of our governing documents, and she fully grasps the essential role the Judicial Council plays within our organization. She knows that our interpretations must be fair, balanced, and sustainable. Her analytical mind and deep sense of responsibility make her an outstanding candidate. I am fully confident that Andre will serve our student body with distinction, and I strongly urge the Senate to confirm her appointment today. Thank you.
5 minutes to present, followed by 5 minutes of questioning, followed by unlimited debate. You may begin with whatever you wish. Do we have any questions for the nominee at this time, Parliamentarian Strabala?
Parliamentarian Strabala, for the record, how do you intend on equally representing the entire student body as a judicial associate?
Questions at this time? All right, thank you. It's been customary for the body to consider the character, professional competence, physical or mental health, or other matters permissible under NRS 241-033. Under NRS 241-031, the election may not be closed when the body completes deliberations and may approve the nominees or reject the nominee or take no action. Do we have any points of debate at this time? Senator Williams?
Senator Williams, for the record. I just want to say I've known Andrea for about 2 years now, and in these past 2 years, I've seen nothing but passion and care in everything she does. She's always going the extra mile for anybody and to do just anything, honestly. Like, you can call her at any time. She's always willing to do anything. And I think she's also always working on bettering herself to be better than before. And I think she'll just be perfect for this role, and I'm excited to see her fulfill it.
Parliamentarian Shabala?
Parliamentarian Shabala, for the record. Hi, guys. We were judicial interns together this last year. The way that she brings attention to every detail in every single meeting, she literally takes notes at every single meeting, no matter the importance of the subject, how much it pertains to what she wants to do, or if it actually matters or not. She takes notes, she's very diligent, and she's very, very kind and understanding and very considerate person, so I think for that, I will be voting yes.
Do we have any other points of debate at this time? Seeing none, we'll now be moving on to a vote. All those in favor of the nominee, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions, oy. Here in the chamber, the ayes have it, and that nominee has been confirmed.
Discharge and perform all the duties incumbent upon me.
Discharge and perform all the duties incumbent upon me.
As under the Constitution and laws of the Associated States.
As under the Constitution and the laws of the Associated States.
Congratulations.
All right, well, that concludes our cabinet nominations. So now we'll be moving up to agenda item 9, reports of the Senate committees. Beginning with the Committee on Academics and Student Affairs, Senator Neubauer. Senator Lawson did send me his report, so I'll be reading it into the record as follows. Hey everyone, Budget and Finance will be meeting on Saturday, May 9th at 1 p.m. in the PCR. We'll be holding vice chair elections and reviewing the budget for the 2027 fiscal year. Apologies for the weekend meeting. Moving forward, we will be meeting as needed on Fridays at 4:30 p.m. Happy dead day and good luck on finals. Moving down to the chair on the Committee on Democratic Civic Engagement, Senator Radke, do you have a report? Do I have any questions? Right. Moving down to the chair, or sorry, to the Committee on Ideas, Senator Castro, do you have a report?
Yes, I do. Senator Castro, for the record, based off the results of our Wednesday, it's likely that our first week of summer, will be Wednesday at 1:30. I recognize that for some people this may not work. I prefer those people reach out to me. You will not be given an absence if this doesn't work for your schedule. Additionally, I'll be sending out a summer Wednesday just to make sure that everyone's schedules are made accessible within the summer. And we'll be going over vice chair elections and liaison appointments in our first meeting. Thank you.
Do you have any questions for Senator Cashbrook? All right, down to the Committee on Government Operations. Senator Zuni, get your report.
No report at this time.
All right, down to the Committee on Safety, Sustainability, and Wellness. Senator Barris, do you have a report?
I do. Senator Barris, the record. Hey guys, SSW meeting this Friday at 4 p.m. We already have one piece for first reading. We'll be assigning liaison positions and have vice chair elections. If you're interested in running for vice chair, please send me your presentation before this time. Thank you.
Down to the special, sorry, does anyone have any questions for Senator Barris at this time? Down to the Special Committee on Food Insecurity, Senator Saporito, do you have a report?
Yeah, Senator Saporito, we're planning to host the first meeting for the committee at the start of the summer. Next week, I'll be sending another one to meet to see the best possible times. And once we get a time, I'll update our PAC revisions coordinator, because she's really excited to meet everyone in the committee, even if it's online. I'll be developing like a small brief for everyone in the committee. I'll be showing the liaison positions, the context, purpose, why, as well as the names of the faces and faces of the team, whatever. If you're interested in running for vice chair, let me know. It should be like 2 minutes long or whatever. It's okay if you're over or under. That's pretty much it, so thank you.
Any questions for Senator Saporito? Parliamentarian Strabala, do you have a report?
I do. Hi guys, I'm going to keep it short and sweet. I created kind of a cheat sheet for Robert's Rules for all of you to reference. It covers what to say when, how to motion, et cetera, et cetera, how to make an amendment. It'll be in your email shortly. I'm going to send you over to Speaker Issa and have a review and make sure that I didn't make any mistakes. And then it should all appear in your emails. This will just make it easier for all of the new senators. I know it's a little bit confusing at the moment. I'll also eventually be presenting at the beginning of, or within the times of Senate, so you guys will see me a little bit more. Please meet with me, text me, and email me if anyone has any questions. That's all I've got.
Any questions for Parliamentarian Strabala? All right, Speaker Pro Tempore Evans, do you have a report?
Yeah. Speaker Pro Tempore Evans for the record. Hi everyone. I met with President Moss on Monday to talk about Speaker Pro Tempore duties. We talked about what went well last session, what to do better, stuff about organizing, tips like that. I'll also be meeting with Luis to talk about more internship stuff on May 20th. Let me know if you guys have any questions.
Any questions for Speaker Pro Tempore Evans at this time? All right, moving down to myself. So with the Committee on Oversight, I'm still working to get the committee formally scheduled. However, it currently appears that the committee will most likely meet or have our first meeting on Friday, May 15th at 7:30 p.m. And I understand that this is a later meeting time than many of us would prefer, but after reviewing the when to meet submissions, this was the only time that worked for all members of the committee. And I'll continue to keep both the committee and the rest of the Senate body updated regarding the meeting schedule, as well as what items will appear on the committee's agenda once it is finalized. Does anyone have any questions for me at this time? All right, cool. Does the body give permission for President Moss to speak?
Yes.
Hi, y'all. I forgot something in my report that I was going to say on behalf of Director Barrera. Now that we have a Director of Executive Outreach, he has started to plan the retreat. So I need you all. I know most of you have probably already done this because it's been in your inboxes for a while because Luis has been hitting your line about it a bunch. But I need y'all to block out the 5th through the 7th of June for the ASUN retreat. That is a mandatory thing that y'all have to go to, everyone in the association has to go to. So block that out on your calendars. Director Barrera will most likely send you a calendar invite, but I'm just telling you now, block it out. If you are unable to attend because there is like something crazy happening or something you just cannot get out of, you need to speak to Director Barrera, especially because he's the only one that can excuse absences per the SAS, and you need to loop in Speaker Issa. So if you have something, it's better to put it on the radar now than us be a week away from retreat. You've already RSVP'd that stuff, and your teasing Director Barrera, emailing Director Barrera about something that's come up. So I would encourage you guys to just kind of look forward a little bit. June 5th through the 7th. It's going to be an amazing time. Retreat is always a fun time, but make sure that you are keeping an eye on your email as well, because Director Barrera will be sending out RSVP links, that kind of stuff. It's important to know those things. So for my returners, you know the deal. For our new senators, please feel free to reach out to Director Barrera at any time. Teams, email, he's always available. So if you have any questions, feel free to let them know. I just wanted to plug retreat real quick because it's already May, which is kind of insane, which means we're less than a month away. Actually, we're about a month away right now. So just wanted to put that on y'all's radar. Thank you guys for letting me get back up and give like a second report a little bit. Thank you.
Moving down to agenda item 16, motions to fast track legislation. I will read the fast track memo as follows. Dear Speaker Issa and esteemed Senate. Sorry, my bad. Moving down to agenda item 10, reports of the secretaries.
Hey everyone, I just want to not to pile on your busy schedules or point anyone out in particular, but I would like to refer to SBR 93, a binding resolution requiring senators to send reports to secretaries. So when you give a senator report, type it up, send it to, for the past two sessions, send it to me. For the session, send it to Jaya, please, and thank you. It makes our lives so much easier.
Thank you. President Moss is gone, but I was going to say the same goes with this cabinet as well. Right, moving down to agenda item 16, motions to fast track legislation. I'll read the fast track memo as follows. Dear Speaker Issa and esteemed senators, I'm writing to request that SBR 94, a binding resolution to temporarily suspend Senate Rules 1A, 2F51, and 2F510, and 2G1, be fast tracked for immediate consideration. This piece temporarily suspends select Senate rules related to meetings and outreach during the summer recess when regular operations are not in effect. Fast tracking is appropriate due to its time sensitive and procedural nature, ensuring senators are not penalized during this period. Respectfully, Faith Shrivala. With that being said, I'm seeking a motion to fast track agenda item 16A through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Senator Barris. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Zuniga. Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, that piece has been fast tracked. Moving down to agenda item 18, second reading of legislation. Would you like to give a brief presentation, or you just want to move on to the question? Right, does anyone have any questions about the piece at this time? Right, seeing none, we shall be moving on to a vote. All those in favor of agenda item 18A, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, please say nay. Any abstentions, oy. Hearing in the chamber, the ayes have it, and that piece has been passed. Moving down to agenda item 19A, Senate Committee Changes and Additions. Do we have any changes and additions at this time? Seeing none, moving down to agenda item 19B, Senator Reports. Do we have Senator Reports at this time? Senator Barris.
Senator Barris, for the record. Hey guys, happy dead day. Just a reminder to drink water if you're consuming any liquids you shouldn't be, and be safe when visiting the statue tonight. On my actual report, I attended the University Brand Listening Session where I gave feedback on different branding initiatives. Can't say too much as the details within this meeting are confidential, but it was a fun form of outreach and it was very insightful to see where our university direction is taking us. I'm also happy to announce I was elected to serve as coordinator of the Public Health Student Advisory Committee. I'm excited to work with the committee, continue public health efforts in the future, and become closer with other public health groups. I've also submitted SR 94, a resolution in support of Nevada Question 6 for first reading for the Committee on Democratic and Civic Engagement. If you have any questions, please reach out.
Senator Schirchel, for the record. Good evening, Senators. I'm excited to finally be giving my first Senator report. I just wanted to update on a couple things that I've been working on. Recently, I've been helping with two pieces. With one of them, I've been assisting Senator Lawson with his field light piece, and we've been making some good progress there. Just waiting for some questions to be answered, but I'm excited to be putting my math major to good use. I've also been working with Senator Benavente on a piece to help welcome Impact Teach to Nevada Teach Spaces. Don't worry if you don't know the difference between the two yet, you will soon. We got our piece roughed out over the weekend. I got a chance to speak to the director of Nevada Teach today about some demographics and making sure everything was okay logistically. I also spoke with the future president of Nevada Teach Club, Cassidy, and their club wants to host a welcome party when the piece is passed. So when all that happens, I promise you are all invited because I've attended some of their recent events lately. One of which I dragged Senator Benavente along with me, and it has meant so much fun. I also got to fill in for Senator Horvath at a brush fire meeting on Monday, where we elected the new executive editor, and I thank him for trusting me to represent him well there. Everyone was lovely, and I'm really excited to see the things that they accomplished this next semester. Earlier today, I got the opportunity to have a nice lunch with the other three science senators. It was lovely to get to know you all on more of a personal level. During this lunch, though, we did get a chance to discuss some goals and plans for this session. I'm excited to collect many lab coats with all of you. With that said, good luck on your finals, enjoy the day, and have a great summer.
Parliamentarian Shrivala.
Hey guys, Parliamentarian Shrivala, sorry, this is the last time you'll hear my voice tonight, I promise. There's just a couple things I've been up to, including the spring dance concert, which is beautiful. In addition to attending the orchestra last night with some of my fellow senators, it was pretty fantastic. They'll have another concert in the fall, and I think you should all go. But we noticed that no one really knows about these events, and that's a bit of an issue. So I reached out to the Dean of Cola and started starting a newsletter and a Cola calendar, similar to what Honors already does, to keep everyone up to date to theater, music, dance, and other Cola events. It was really sad to hear that only friends and family show up to these kind of events. I've always said that how can we expect students to show up to our events if we don't show up to them? But it's a problem that we can't show up for them if we don't know when to show up. In fact, how many people at this table know that seniors in the music department have to have a senior recital concert as a part of the graduation criteria? 1, 2, 3, 4, wow.
I've talked to friends in the dance and theater departments, and they feel similarly. So as soon as we get the blessing from Dean Lavelli, hopefully I will start putting that out. That's all I've got.
Do we have any other senator reports at this time? Speaker Pro Tempore Evans and Senator Price.
Speaker Pro Tempore Evans for the record. Hi, everyone. First thing I want to say is thank you for reposting the LabCo Instagram post and getting the word out to everybody. Over the last few days, I mass emailed hundreds of STEM professors. I actually got my email like banned for a couple hours for spam. I emailed about the drive. And also, I moved some bins to the respective locations, helped make the flyer with the former AD of PR, J.S. Fino Pineda. And also, I want to say thank you to the director of PR, Kira Mendoza, for swiftly posting that. They just left after the show. Currently, I think we have over 20 lab coats right now. I still need to pick up lab coats from some bins. I also have one from an engineering professor who is willing to donate one, and I have some friends that want to donate theirs too. So we should have good yields for some lab coats this semester. So.
Senator Price and Senator Saccarito.
Senator Price, for the record, I do just want to ask really fast. I didn't know that I was supposed to send in my report ahead of time, but I did just send it to you guys.
Thank you.
Well, Senator Horst and I have successfully gained access to the Honors College Canvas page, so that's going to allow us to begin sharing updates on our Senate meetings every week through the announcements section. We've also been meeting regularly with our dean to make sure we're maintaining ongoing communication and coordination, as well as educating ourselves on university and NC leadership. In addition, we've put the workday applications for ASUN for students on the campus page that are interested in getting involved so that they can join the association. And then for summer honors, we'll be leading a workshop focused on ASUN and how students can engage with the association. Then we're also organizing a session for Honors Fit or ASUN members. So if any of you guys are also in the Honors College, you can come speak to students about the association and share opportunities for involvement.
Senator Saccarito?
Senator Saccarito, for the record. I went to the pizza talk event yesterday with this lady, Erica Roth, and I kind of stole her after. I should have read Path Revisions, and we were just talking about the supply issue. She's interested in finding a way to get direct appropriations for my provisions. She gave me this card. It's pretty good. Her mom made it. And she said, let's schedule a coffee date. So if you guys want to, you know, show up, just let me know.
Do we have any other center reports at this time? Senator Horvath? Any other senator reports at this time? Senator Kane.
Senator Kane, for the record, I just wanted to kind of second what Speaker Pro Tem Evans said with regards to, I sent out a few emails to staff at Mackey, talked with a bunch of students about our lab coat drive, just trying to get the word out there to all of the Mackey students to get their voices heard in other areas as well. Outside of that, really excited next week on Wednesday to start putting away some of those boxes for the lab coat drive that we have right now with Speaker Pro Temp and with Senator Anderson. So that'll be fun. Thank you.
Do we have any other senator reports at this time? Seeing none, moving down to agenda item 20, comments and announcements. Do we have any comments and announcements at this time? Senator Schurschel and Senator Castro.
Senator Schurschel, for the record, I just want to put out there that it is Teacher Appreciation Week, so if you have any teachers in your life,
Sarah Castro.
I just wanted to again say my admiration for the lab coat drive, and I want to give special props to all the people who did, especially Senator Schurschel for helping out with that and everything. So, yeah.
Do we have any other comments and announcements at this time? Senator Barris.
I know Senator Horace is not here today, but I'd like to congratulate her on the record for winning a scholarship, which is why she can't be here today. So congratulations to her.
Any other comments and announcements? Seeing no comments and announcements, moving on to agenda item 21, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? All right. Seeing no public comment, moving on to agenda item 22, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting with the Senate of the Associated Students at 7:01 p.m. in the Reed Elliott Senate Chambers and on Zoom.